But I'm going to open up the lines right now and bring on long time listener, first time caller, Patrick in Illinois. How are you, Patrick? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's about time you guys took my call.
Well, we've been waiting. We can't keep the lines open forever for you. But congratulations, Patrick in Illinois, the NHL MVP. Patrick Kane joins us.
How many trophies?
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a fun season. Obviously, that award and everything kind of caps it off. But obviously, a lot of it goes to a lot of credit should go to you guys. I listen to the show every day and get all the hockey insight and a lot of knowledge about the game. So I'll give you guys the credit.
No, be serious. You don't listen for the knowledge. You listen for the bickering.
Absolutely, I listen for pure entertainment value. So.
Hey. Kaner, do you know we'd have a better chance of getting Obama on this show than you? Do you have any idea that tight security around you now these days?
He's big. He's big.
You're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I have to beg to come on the show, and it just never really works out. Whether we have a game or it's the off season, and then when I do want to come on, I keep getting turned down by you guys.
So hey, and I want to set me come on. Listen, I want to set the record straight right now between me and you. I like you better than Turris now.
That was a problem a few years ago, but, so thank you.
But you're in second.
What's with the haircut? You look like a real gentleman. You look so good. What is going on?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's summertime, so I got to try to sometimes you have that long hair. It gets too hot back there, so try to shorten it up a little bit, go with a cleaner look, and we'll see. I'll grow it back, though. I'll grow it back when hockey season starts.
So, Patrick, where were you in the span of 45 minutes yesterday when all this news came down?
I was actually I was coming back from the gym, and I had one of my buddies texting me. He was saying Taylor Hall just got traded, so I found that pretty crazy because he's been, pretty much the face of the Oilers for a long time. And then he told me Stamkos was staying in Tampa, and then within a span of 20 minutes he sent me another text that Subban was getting traded for Shea Weber. So pretty crazy day to be a hockey fan. I mean, I'm a fan, I pay attention to that stuff, so it was a pretty interesting day to follow, and especially in that short amount of time for all that to happen is pretty wild.
Patrick Kane is with us, frequents the show as he gets ready for games with the Chicago Blackhawks. That's your routine, right?
Yeah, so a daily routine for me is I'll go to the rink, do the pregame skate in the morning. I'm usually, off the ice by 11 o'clock, so I'm in the locker room watching you guys by 11:05, and I watch for about 40 minutes to 11:45.
Who's the crustiest of the three of us?
Who's the what?
Who's the crustiest person, the angriest person?
Patrick.
Oh, I'd probably have to go with Doug.
You've got to
have some high blood pressure.
Happens when you get old.
Here's the big question. We bug Doug about being a one-upper. Can Doug McLean possibly one-up Patrick Kane?
No. No.
Really?
No. How many trophies did the guy win there?
A lot.
It became a joke.
Sometimes I don't know if he's doing it for the entertainment value or because he really believes in something. So it's fun to watch on TV, though.
It's all entertainment. That's all it is, Pat. And people believe what I say. Not really.
Hey, Pat, we just talked about how the salary cap sometimes doesn't leave enough slice of a pie for someone. And you guys went through it with Andrew Shaw. Not a real surprise knowing that the money that he could command moving forward. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of us as players probably felt pretty confident that something was actually going to get done. But, who knows the way the business side of it works, and we've seen it plenty of times, especially in Chicago where we lose guys due to the cap. So, and I think with Shaw, he's such a great kid, so good for the locker room. I mean, he's a fan favorite. The way he plays the game at his size is absolutely awesome to watch, especially as a teammate. So, I wish him all the best. I hope he does well in Montreal. His family and my family got along really well. So it's definitely sad to see him go, and I would I would have called him one of my better friends on the team, to be honest with you. So Montreal is getting a great kid, a kid that really works hard, wants to win. And, you know, I wish him all the best. I hope he does really well there. And, you know, I think he will. I think he kind of relishes the pressure, and especially in Montreal, obviously he's going to have that. But I think he's going to do well, and kind of wish him all the best, but sad to see him go for sure.
When he chirps you when you guys play against each other for the first time, what do you think he goes after you? How do you think he goes after you?
I think, you know, we had a few bets about certain things I won't mention on the air, but he would beat me pretty good in at the card table on the flight, so I'm sure he'll probably come at me about that.
Patrick, would you and Taves ever say to Quenneville or Stan, we can't afford to lose this guy, he's that important to our team?
Yeah, I mean, sure. If they ask us, I think we would give any input they ask us about. I mean, it's happened before. And, you know, I think one of the really good things about Stan, he knows what's going on with salary cap. He's got a pretty good feel of kind of what's happening in our locker room. So I think now you're just hoping we have a little bit of cap space that can go out and get someone in free agency that will fit the mold of our team and be able to help us on the ice. I mean, as tough as it is losing Chazy on the ice, you know, he's such a great player. He's a guy that was great for our locker room too. So there's some ideas thrown out there that I'm sure they kind of entertain and listen to our input. But, you know, at the end, it's ultimately their decision.
Yeah. Patrick Kane is with us. Follow him on Twitter, 88PKane. We'll send you a tweet, and we really appreciate you stopping by. We'll also package off a DVD set or put together a podcast for the summer just to get you through, okay?
You know what? Just one. Is there a guy, I got to say this, is there a guy in the NHL that you'd rather watch play than Patrick Kane?
Nope.
Don't suck up to him now.
No, I am sucking up to him because I love
watching. Don't. It's embarrassing.
I love watching this guy play.
Just scratch that.
Now, when you hang up, listen, I'll rip you after.
I know. I've seen it before.
have a great one. We'll see you at the World Cup, and really appreciate it. It's been the schedules just haven't hooked up, but we appreciate your support for the show as well.
Have a great summer, Patrick.
World Cup, you got to come in studio, okay?
Yeah. Whatever you guys need, I'm there for you.
I like it.
Thanks a lot, bud. Have a great summer.
Be good.
All right. You too.
There's Patrick Kane.